By yourself with no drink is crazy.
By myself sometimes.
You getting
And
some
I'm just
food?
chilling.
You getting some food?
I'm just saying, I don't know. Sometimes I
You
just
just in
be.
that bit, you just in that joint chilling?
Hey,
No,
you seeing what's
no.
going on?
Nah,
Heck, you about
man.
to shoot the up like that.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts. Back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. Today, I mean, it feels like we got a special guest on here. We got my boy B, bad boy from the D. Say what's up to the people, man.
City man, live straight from Detroit, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right, now on my other side, as always, we got my boy Mac, Mr. Philly, Mr. Motown Philly back again. Say what's up to the people.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. But nah, man. Shit. Just happy to be back. Same old shit, man. Just repeat, rinse and repeat. Same shit. Just happy to do this for y'all, man.
Hey, so I've had some free time this week. And one of the things I like to do in my free time is I like to go run. I went running at a park recently, right? It was early on a Saturday. And as I was running through, I noticed that it was a lot of, women with their kids there. And as I was running, they were giving me looks. And there was a young woman and she was walking her dog. She stepped off of the track. And I don't know if it was because, she didn't want to be like in my way while I was running, or if it was because she felt the way. But I don't know. There's always this thought in my brain where it's like, we kind of, as men, we're kind of looked at as like threats and we make people feel a little uncomfortable, especially as a black man. I wanted to ask y'all. Just do you like when was the age that you realized that the world kind of viewed us as like a threat? And like, what was your first experience in regards to that?
Shit, I mean, I'll take it first, man. I mean, I've always noticed it because as a young kid, we're always playing in the streets. Obviously, it's an inner city. I'm sure it's like teachers and shit like that because I know you don't see much white people in the neighborhood. And you'll be playing, running across the street while they're stopping at the light, and you can hear the car door, like the fucking automatic lock hits. You know what I mean? It's like click, click, click. You know what I mean? And I'm saying this is like 15, 14, 15. And I never even really thought much about it. You know what I mean? But shit like that, 14, 15, I would say.
Yeah, about 14, 15 for you. What about you, B?
I mean, run that down with my man.
I'm just asking, like, when did you learn that the world kind of sees you as like a threat? Like, when did you, like, what age or like what experience did you kind of see that made you realize the world
Oh,
kind of seeing you as like a threat?
man, I was a young nigga, man. I was young as hell, man. Like, I knew I was a threat to other guys or just other people, period. As a young dude, just growing up being me. It was early though. I had to be about middle school, maybe down there, high school, going high school. I'm trying to think of a actual situation where it's like, damn, these are people looking at me crazy, like damn, like I don't know, bro. It happened so much, but I was young. That should be happening though, bro. Like, I'm not trying to brag or nothing, because it ain't towards everybody, but certain people be really looking at you like, like damn, this nigga might do something to me, or he just, like, how it be, but it's a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, the sad reality, because at first I caught myself getting a little upset about it. But then I started to think to myself, it's kind of like if we're walking around and we're swimming, right? And unfortunately, well, so first off, I want to say in a lot of ways, men have done things in order to make people feel uncomfortable, right? Most of the crimes committed, violent crimes are committed by men. And, women kind of know these statistics. And Just plain and simple, we're stronger, like physically stronger than women. Not trying to start a debate. I mean, it's fine, right? But it's just unfortunately, the way that it was explained to me is, if you're swimming among sharks, right, you're not gonna sit there and be like and look for the shark that might not bite you. You just kind of view them all as a threat. And when I kind of came to that conclusion, I wasn't upset about it no more. I mean, unfortunately, that's just the way that the world has viewed us and the world is going to continue to view us because violent crime happens. All these different types of things happen, and they happen to women at a disproportionate rate, unfortunately.
Said a lot different.
It is. But it's just a lot. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I just kind of drew a blank. Well, I'm kind of just
No,
but to think about it, man, as you were talking, like I started to think about it more, and it wasn't like 14, 15. It's just like being in school in itself to see how different, like a black teacher talk to you. Compared to like a white teacher. Like a black teacher will give you way more fucking attitude, you know what I mean? And the white teacher are more calm. You see what I'm saying? And I think they're teaching in inner city, so they kind of like have to be that way, but you can tell that they don't want that problem and they see you as a threat. You see what I'm saying?
You know what? Let me take that back. Yeah, you're right. It was around that time for sure because the schools got different. So like I moved to a white neighborhood, so a lot of the white like it happened for me instantly. I ain't gonna lie, because I got into it with everybody. Like first, second day of school, like damn, why the fuck you fighting everybody? Well, I wasn't even trying to fight. Motherfuckers trying to fight me. Or but I don't know, man. This should be crazy, man.
Now, it's even for us, if you really think about it, if you somewhere and you see another man enter into the space, especially if it's another black man, I don't know about y'all, but I don't feel threatened, but I'm always like, well, no, me personally, I know the way that my brain is set up, I'm always like, hey, what's up? Like, I always want to give him like a head nod and like be cool with him because,
Check the energy.
yeah, because it's another black person in the space. And honestly, a lot of ways and a lot of times that makes me happy, but it's just, I know some people, especially people in the area where we grew up, we all see each other as a threat. And, it's not just a white or a black thing or a man and woman thing. Even us black men kind of see each other in that way. I mean, I don't really view it that way, but
That's why a lot of black men avoid confrontation. I'll be trying to tell these women like a woman to buck up with you quicker than a man because men know if we go at it, we gonna go at it and it ain't gonna be nice.
I mean, I just never felt threatened. I feel like it's just like to use your analogy about sharks swimming among sharks. I feel like I swim amongst enough sharks to where I'm comfortable with all of them. You see what I'm saying? Like I know what will set certain people. I'll know what will set people off, and I know what won't. And I know how to play my part when I'm amongst fucking sharks. You see what I'm saying? It's just the knowledge is in coming up in that environment. You know what I mean? Sometimes, hey, listen. Sometimes you have to give space is what I'm trying to say, right? Because everybody wants to show that they're the toughest. And sometimes you just have to give space just to avoid certain things. You know what I mean? If you don't want to take it there. And that's how I see it. Like I know how to move amongst them. You know what I mean? And I feel like I can always hold my own too. So that's where I think I'm good. It's like, do I want to come here to fucking start some shit or I'm here to have a good time? You know what I'm saying? Because when I was younger, when I went out and shit like that, we wanted to start some shit. You see what I'm saying? And as some shit pop off, we're gonna handle it. Now, as I'm being older, like I just want to go and have fun, so I know how to play my part. Like, so if a motherfucker bump into me, you know what I mean? I'd be like, my bad. You see what I'm saying? And keep moving. You know what I mean? And that squash everything. It seems like you're giving the ground to him, but on some real shit, like I'm just trying to have a good time. I don't give a fuck about how you feel about it, you know what I mean? And that's just how I see it. Like I can move amongst them. Like if I wanted some problem, I'll say some shit, but I'll just give you a grace. That's how I see it, you know what I mean?
Now, I really like how you worded that, right? And as a person that the world sees as a threat, when you're a shark and you're swimming amongst other sharks, I feel like we can also sense when somebody's about to come in there and start something. Like I have a sixth sense for that shit at this point, where I know for a fact when certain energy comes into a place that I'm in, I know that that energy is gonna be negative and it's time for me to go.
Yeah, that's that get the fuck on energy. As soon as it hit the room, you
Okay.
gotta get the fuck on. It's time to get the fuck on. As soon as I it's time to get the fuck on.
That's true.
I don't like when I'm in situation. I don't put myself in these situations no more. Maybe when I was younger, but back in the day, I put myself in a situation where that energy come in the room and I'm still in the fucking room.
Yep.
You know, and then something happened. Somebody hurt, shot, killed. Something happened, and so yeah, for sure. That.
That's what I'm saying. We just know you just know how to manage it. That's what I'm trying to say. Like you can see it, and if you like I said, as a young kid, man, I used to want to challenge that shit. You know what I mean? Like you know when that bad energy, just like you stating, when that shit come, I'll be like, man, I want to challenge that shit, and that's where the problem can happen. And when you know, you can be like, it's all good. I don't have to fuck with that. You know what I mean? And
Let
you
me
can get.
tell you that what happened to me, like this is probably back about 2, maybe 3 years ago. Bro, I should have had no business stopping at a gas station at like 3, 4 in the morning. Bro, I swear to God, bro, like I walked in this gas station. It was two dudes in that motherfucker, and I mean, it's two dudes in there. And I'm going around the gas station. I'm buying me something to drink. I'm like, nah, let me go. Let me hurry, cause these niggas look like they on some bullshit. You can sense it. I'm like, all right, let me go to the front and pay for this shit real quick. I was about to buy some gas. As I'm standing here, I got one nigga on the side of me and I got one nigga behind me. It's just us three in this gas station. This gas station is one of the jankiest gas stations in the city. And I just felt the energy. I said, these niggas about to rob me. They about to rob me or they about to try to rob me. I didn't even pay for shit. I just left. I walked right out. As soon as I felt it, they right here on the side, I just walked right out. Like you can feel it. You feel that shit, bro. You feel that shit for sure.
Now, hey, so just moving on. Well, still on this topic, while we're still on this topic, just to kind of progress the topic a little bit, right? So this is something I wanted to talk to y'all about, you know, ages ago. And my question to y'all is, what are some, like now that you're a little bit older, what are some party or like some club etiquettes that you learn in order, survival tips, we could say, right? So like we were just talking about, I think that's a big one is when you sense that energy or certain people coming into the club or into a party that you leave immediately. Is there anything else that y'all want to instill on the young bucks out there? Like how to navigate through parties. And I give you one specifically, right? Whenever I go to a party or anything like that, I usually don't say bye to nobody. I just walk out and I leave unannounced. And then the people that I care about, I shoot them a text like, hey, man, I already left. And the reason I do that is because depending on who watching you or who walking around, like you can, like I've been in situations where people get robbed because they start announcing everybody, they start dapping everybody up as they leaving and letting people know, announcing the fact that they leaving. Yeah, so I just get up out of there and I shoot everybody a text after I get to where I'm going if I feel like that energy is present.
Well, I got a few tips on when to leave the club, man. I got a few tips, man. First off, leave the club. Motherfuckers start arguing. Any argument, it's time to go. That's about it. That's my main one. It's time to go when there's an argument. I don't really wait. I don't. This is another thing I don't do. I don't leave when the club closes. I always
Back.
leave early. Never leave when the club closed because that's when the most commotion going on. You know what I'm saying? Never. You always leave 10, 20, really 15 to 25 minutes early, depending on where you at. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, if you with your crew or whatever, y'all getting money or whatever, well, this any club. Cause this shit just happened recently. Pull up. If somebody parked away, pull up to the door. Brains out. So whoever got the pistol or whatever, come to the door with it. Like this should be like, you gotta move militant, man. Like this shit for real out here, man. It's your life, man. But no, them my three things though.
Hey man, I ain't leaving the club early. That's where all the action happened, dog. I'm leaving with the crowd. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't have no survival tips, man, for the club. Just being honest, like just like you were saying, be like, you can sense that shit. And my thing is, if I feel like I'm overwhelmed at the club, like Yeah, it's too much shit going on. Too much niggas I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm a excuse myself from that situation instantly. Once I see a lot of fuckery going on. You see what I'm saying? Just like we were talking about. Like you can sense the energy. And when it's too much of it, I just fucking escape out of there. Just like I gotta bounce. Because I don't know all these motherfuckers. You know what I mean? And what can I do by myself or with my little small crew or whatever? So yeah. That's all I can tell you, man. If you feel it, leave. And some people just don't have them senses.
I got a real good one that y'all ain't really touching on yet. Stay away from that dude in the club that don't get no women because he's mad. That dude is angry, sitting in a corner somewhere. And as soon as that energy, like soon as he feel like he got a way to make himself look good in front of the women, he gonna steal off on you or you're gonna get shot. Stay away from that dude.
Well, so my incels and shit.
Not just incels, but like it's just certain people when they walk in there, like they walk in there with a hoodie on, they're not trying to talk to no women, they're not trying to enjoy themselves, they just standing off in the corner by themselves. Stay away from them people. Because literally
Man.
over there, he having a bunch of bad thoughts. He
Stay away from it. Stay away from the nigga that don't got a drink in his hand. Or that's just not with a lady. Like you, if he, like you said, by himself. But if he by himself with a drink in the hand, he cool. He cool. He cool. He cool. But if he by himself with nothing in his hand, that nigga on something.
Hold on, I'm a bet the opposite. Sometimes I go out and I'm just scoping the scene. I'm just chilling
By yourself with no drink is crazy.
by myself sometimes,
You getting some
and I'm just
food?
chilling.
You getting some food?
I'm just saying, I don't know. Sometimes I
You
just
just
be
in
like,
that big, you just in that joint chilling?
"Hey,
Oh,
you seen what's going on?
nah,
Like you about
man.
to shoot the bitch up?" Like,
Not at all.
You gotta
No,
come
I'm
for
saying.
some food. Or you coming for the women. Maybe you just coming for the women. You just come
That's
for
what
the
I'm saying. Like,
women.
if I go out by myself, I'm trying to chill. I'm not trying, you
You
know what I
say
mean?
you don't
Because
eat though? You don't get
nobody
no,
watching my back.
you don't get
So,
nothing to eat.
in the club?
So you telling me you just go to the club, fuck it. I mean that's it.
I mean, I'll
Nah.
get a drink here and there, but most of the time, I'm just trying to chill, just to try to see the vibe of the club. You know, like, if they like, yo, check this joint out, and I'm going there by myself, I'm just checking it out, just to see what the vibe's like. That's just me. I don't know. But I ain't trying to shoot no shit up. I ain't even got my gun on me. You know what I mean? I'm just there.
But you get what I'm saying? Like you say, I'm just there. So we like, what he
All right.
on?
So I feel like I might need to tailor this a little bit
Yeah,
because I do want to say, Mac, he's not a threat because he's a little bit older. If it's a younger dude in the club standing
definitely
there with
threat.
no motion, no women, no drinks.
You might be right about that because the old heads be chilling for real now. They just be vibing.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
don't want to call you an old head, Mac,
I'm an
but.
old head, dog.
But real
I'm
shit, they be vibed out. They be chilling in that bitch. You right. The young niggas, you gotta watch a young nigga, man.
that might be about right. I'm just an old nigga, man, just checking it out.
Yeah, ain't
You know
nothing
what I mean?
wrong with that though. And I ain't got to that age where I just go to the club and just check the vibes. I ain't got there yet. I don't really like clubs, though. I've been going to clubs since I was like 15, bro.
I don't like clubs, bro. I don't like it. And we were just talking about that last week, how I don't enjoy the club scene. I don't drink. I just and I'm married. I'm not looking for women, so it's like I don't really see the reason for me to go to a club. But yeah, we was talking about that last week. But hey, well, unless y'all got some more tips for the young men out here with the
I
watch.
mean, I don't. Because again, right, you have to understand. See, I didn't go to club like per se B. I mean, I was married at a young age, fucking had a kid at a young age. I was in the house. I was doing grown man shit in my early 20s. You see what I'm saying? So I don't really know, to be
Got
honest with you.
I've been doing grown shit since I was fucking 12, bro. But I remember being in the club in like, nigga, like 09, nigga, 08. I was in the 8th grade, 9th grade. Like, shit. I was in that bitch. I ain't gonna lie to you, nigga. I remember that shit. Like, it was yesterday. Shit.
I really started frequenting the club in my 30s, bro, which is
Real?
crazy.
I started everything early, smoking early. I smoking early, fucking early, all that shit, man. It's like, I've been a gangster, so I feel like I'm 40, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. My brother, tell you, I'm a gangster. I've been through some shit.
All right, hey, so we can go ahead. We're going. Well, if y'all ain't got no more tips for the young dudes, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna hop on the valid or fuck out of here segment where we play videos or situations and we react to said videos and we say whether how they're acting in the video is either valid or if that person needs to get the fuck out of here. All right, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna share this first one. All right, so valid or fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
As well to Coach Zulo came out of retirement to coach this Falcons team. Two state championship appearances in two seasons. I think that's pretty good, Tim.
You know what's crazy though?
What's that?
It'd have been different if it was a woman doing it. But fuck out of here. You a grown ass man grabbing somebody's daughter. Ponytail is crazy word. The fuck?
Got you.
Man, on some serious shit, I got a daughter. And I'm gonna say the fuck out of here. Cause I'd have jumped the fuck over that motherfucking stand so fucking quick and put my hand
Man,
on that man. That should have
man.
been ridiculous. Right? And you see the little black girl try to protect her and shit. He's like, shut your black ass up.
Man. That nigga ain't having it. Fire is that he got fired for that shit?
He got fired. All right, so we all agree that he need to get the fuck out of here and he need to
Yeah,
be
he get the
fired
fuck about it.
and a lot more should have probably happened. But the way my brain worked, right? I would have had to like I would have had to see what was the reason for him pulling her hair. And I'm gonna say, only reason I'm gonna say that is because what, well, no, it don't matter what she do. At the end of the day, I don't really buy into putting hands on kids. However, comma, what if she took 20 jumpers and ruined the game for him after she was told to stop shooting? And let's just add on there, maybe she got in the coach's face at some point. Would y'all look at it a little bit differently then?
Know, she had to say something crazy, like your dick is small or something. Like she had to say something crazy, dude, like to make him that mad. But you know how women is, they say little petty shit and run off or whatever. I want to see what she did too, though. But I don't know.
I'm saying it probably was a game winner, right? He said to pass the ball to a certain person, and she was just like, "Nah, I'm gonna take it," right? And missed that shit, and she was just like, "Yeah, fuck it, I was open. I don't fucking know." But it ain't no reason, ain't no reason for him to pull her here, even with that.
No, I agree. I mean, yeah, ain't no reason. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna pull up the next one. No, here you go, a good one. All right, let's say you went to a concert.
All y'all get your asses up. What the fuck? Get up. Get up. Get up. It's a concert. Get up. The fuck up. Don't you come close to me. All y'all get your asses up. What the fuck?
Right, Omarion yelling at the people at the concert. Is he valid or should he get the fuck out of here?
Get the fuck out of here. Go ahead, B. You go first, man.
Marion, go sit the fuck down. If you gotta make your fans stand up to rock tail shit, it's a wrap. Now, why y'all even at the concert? That nigga said, get up, it's a concert. It's
Nah,
over.
the reason I say Omarion, I gotta get the fuck out of here is because, well, that's a video of the Millennium Tour. So, on the Millennium Tour, there's so many different acts that's on there. They might not be there to see you, bro, and that's okay. What you mad for? I would have sat in my seat
That's
and
what I'm saying, boo.
I would have told Omarion, get his ass off that stage and come see me. Come make me get out of my seat.
I'm like, nigga, I paid for my ticket. And this month, you boring as fuck. Like, you're not hyping me the fuck up. I ain't getting it. You know what I mean? Like, I paid for these tickets. So, yeah, get the fuck out of here, Mario. Like, this shit probably was trash.
And I'm gonna be real, on the Millennium Tour, ain't nobody coming to see Omarion for real. Motherfuckers' egos be hurt. And that's the thing with these celebrities too. Like a lot of times they have these egos that everybody's supposed to like what you got going on, and you acting like they paid to see you. Ain't nobody paid to see you, bro.
Be real with you, and it kind of hurt to say. This kind of hurt. Motherfuckers might not agree with me, but I think a lot of people go to see Bow Wow.
No, that's why most of them is there at the Millennium Tour. That's why Bow Wow's at
Like that's
everybody.
crazy. Like that's so crazy. Like that's real. Like they there to see him. And everybody be talking shit about him, but that nigga's a legend, bro. Shit.
Now, Bow Wow is one of the most disrespected celebrities out there. And in all honesty, that's who everybody paying to see on the Millennium Tour.
But y'all don't think he called that shit on himself with all them fucking lies he be telling?
No, he did. He absolutely brought that shit on himself. Like, 'cause remember when he was saying, I just hopped off a PJ.
Yeah. That nigga got a problem with telling the truth, bro. Because somebody did a clip on him where they was just showing all of his lies and they had fucking the receipts and shit. This is like, I looked at him, I was like, damn, you ain't gotta be lying. You Bow Wow, dog. That shit was crazy.
Got a lot of kicking, man.
I'm gonna play the devil's advocate a little bit though. It's just, don't y'all think if they're at the concert though, everybody should be kind of hopping up and having a good time?
Not if your shit trash.
Not yet.
It's the energy, man. It's like your energy
Man,
that you bring.
niggas ain't eating booty like groceries no more. That's why they not doing that no more. Niggas, this bitch getting money.
I didn't even think
Come
about the fact that that's that part in that song too. I mean,
on, stand up. What we supposed to stand up? Eat the booty like groceries. No. For
nah,
real.
he was about to
It's
play
the
his hit though.
concert.
That's when that was about to come on. So they probably would have got up though, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? The rest of his shit he probably was
Hey,
throwing out
yo,
there was trash.
that was a hit.
No,
I
it
know, that's what I'm
wasn't a hit,
saying.
but
But that song
it's
was
not
hit,
even
though.
his hit, bro.
That's
Don't
true,
matter.
too.
You on that bitch, but it's like niggas ain't doing that no more. We ain't. They not rocking that way no more. Niggas is rocking the other way. It's 2025, man. Real shit, you get it. Niggas ain't rocking that way.
Now, since both of y'all play football, this next one is more or less for y'all. All right, so this young boy right here. Right, so if that's your boy and your boy just got done like that. Are y'all on the side? Like, are his teammates valid? Or should he be mad at the teammates or no?
But was the teammates dick sucking? It was his teammates that was dick sucking.
Yeah, his teammates is over there, you know, hyping him up. Would you be mad at
After
that?
he on the ground and got humped on.
Yeah.
I didn't even see what the hell was going on.
Wanted to see what, hold on, was the, how, you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me the nigga that was on the ground and got humped on was the nigga team that was cheering?
Yes, look at it. We watch it again. All right, Max. So he pretty much teabagged over homeboy. Well, I'm gonna show it one more time. He got the interception.
Oh.
His
Oh,
teammates
they
over there
sick.
hyping him up.
No, they not hyping them up. They sick as hell. They sick. You don't see they like, oh my God, like you getting humped on, nigga. They sick. They valid as hell, nigga. They sick about him getting humped on.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
That.
After that interception, I'd have been mad as hell. I'd have
Man,
cussed.
that's funny as hell though, because they supposed to, that's unsportsmanlike. That didn't let a nigga trip. I done seen all type of shit in the football game, but that one is crazy. That one 2025 shit. That's crazy. I know y'all seen J-Mo. I don't know what's on these young, these YNs, man. That nigga J-Mo started doing the Rio. He started humping the ground. That nigga got fined like fucking 60,000 or some shit for that shit.
I think his teammates, you should have they should have been standing there. They should have told him get his ass up off the ground and chase that man down. Something. Anything else besides sitting there
Yeah,
laughing?
why he stay down there so long? I was trying to knock the ball out of his hand or something. Like, why are you trying to stay down there? He humping all on you. That nigga done bust 5 times. That's crazy, dog. I don't like that shit, but that's what they do in football. They do like shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie. My teammates were gay as hell.
Tell you,
Real
man,
shit. The
that shit is gonna
Bahamas
keep
was
getting worse.
gay. Huh?
So that gay shit is gonna keep getting worse.
Yeah, it's gonna get worse because it don't stop, especially at that age. Like, they really at the tier of that gay ass shit. It's like they stop when they get out of school.
No, it's like my homeboy kid, man. He's in high school. All they talk about is gay shit all fucking day. Just thinking it's a joke, like gay shit this. And I think all that shit come from that no homo shit, bro. I'm being honest with you. Is y'all saw you thinking about gay shit.
Nah.
But I mean, it is what it is.
Here you go, like you know over it.
Yeah, man, I don't fuck with that no homo shit.
Right, I got one last battle the fuck out of here, save me. All right. So little backstory on this one I'm about to get ready to play. All right, this dude, he gave these people a horse and carriage ride and they didn't pay.
I'm gonna pay you for me.
Hey B, I know you ain't catching. Double play it one more time. Like, backstory: these people took a horse and carriage ride, bro, and they ain't paid.
That's just dumb. That shit valid as fuck.
You think so?
Nah, go ahead. You know what you were saying? I was like,
Nah, I think in all honesty, he need to get the fuck out of here because even after he got the money, he kept beating.
hey, fuck that. Now I'm beating the fuck out of them. That shit valid as fuck. Listen, you done had me fucking Roger around the town, got my horse all fucking tired, and you ain't gonna pay me? I ain't even beating your ass because of me. I'm beating your ass because of the horse.
So
Fuck that. That shit
how he
valid.
did what? He rode around the town on a horse.
Yeah, he gave him a ride on a carriage and they didn't pay. They was trying not to give him his money.
Had to whip their ass too. He valid as hell.
Right. That's just valid as fuck. I'm whipping the fuck out of him. Shit, I had to whip my goddamn horse to pull your asses around here. Fuck that.
You know how much horse food cost?
Right. I gotta pay my fucking poop fee and shit on the street. Get them horse be taking shits and shit. I think they had to pay for that. Fuck that. You gonna pay me?
Got you. All right, I think we're good on the bottle the fuck out of here segment from there. We're just moving on. So we got a more serious topic. So I got a couple more serious topics, but this first one I'm gonna show is pretty tragic. We all dads here, so I think this will be one. I think this is a good topic to share with my brothers. All right.
Mother was assaulted by her own teenage boys. Cops are on the house. A family dispute turned violent. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says a mother assaulted by her own teenage daughters for turning off the Wi-Fi. Authorities allege the girls then plotted to kill her. The three teens, ages 14, 15, and 16 years old, accused of grabbing kitchen knives and chasing their mom throughout the house and into the street. A nearby neighbor says they were returning from the rodeo when they saw the family in the driveway. Moments later, the homeowner and her sister heard yelling.
When she got back from the gas station, she says that there was cops outside. They've always, been known as like trouble in this neighborhood, and our neighbors tell us the same thing.
The mother was hit with a brick and the teen's grandmother knocked over while trying to intervene.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, we're out of the battle the fuck out of here segment, but I wanted to ask y'all in a situation like that, did y'all, well, first off, did y'all hear everything that was going on? All right. So, if your kids was plotting to kill you, and they went out there and they was beating your ass in the middle of the street, What do you think that you, what would you do? Would you call the cops on your kid?
I'm calling the cops. I mean, they had knives and everything, right? Because, they probably won't go to jail, but they gotta get the fuck up out of here because I have to fucking spend for my own life. I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do to me while I'm sleeping. You know what I mean? Be honest, right? So she cut the Wi-Fi off. They probably was acting the fuck up, and she was just trying to punish them, right? That's how you punish new age kids. You turn off the fucking Wi-Fi. Right, and they ain't like that shit. And they gonna come at you with a fucking knife. That's crazy. I don't know, man. They gotta get the fuck up out of here.
Didn't we just play a video of a nigga knocking the fucking door down about the Wi-Fi? Oh, I your own that wasn't on here. I just seen that on the internet. This motherfucker came out the fucking basement like an animal. Punched the door. Wi-Fi back on, bro. This shit crazy. They going crazy about this Wi-Fi. In that situation, in both
No.
situations, bro. First off, bro. I'm not letting my kids whoop my ass, bro. Like, I ain't getting to that, bro. I got a 10-year-old, so that's about 3, 4, 5 years from now. He's not whooping my ass times three. Three of him whooping my ass is crazy. I'm whooping
Excuse me,
ass.
nigga. If you have three kids, 14, 15, and 16-year-old boys, because they were girls, but it was a female.
I'm knocking them little niggas the fuck out.
They gonna beat your ass, nigga.
Man, hell no,
It's
man.
three of them. Your
Man,
old
I'm
ass gonna get
pissed.
tired. Nigga, if you got 15, 14, 15, 16-year-olds, you at least fucking, I'm gonna
First
say
off, if it really
35.
get that serious, I'm knocking the first son clean out.
They gonna
If
beat
it
your
get
ass,
that
bro.
serious, I'm knocking the 16-year-old flat
They gonna
out.
beat your ass.
They
Think
not
about
gonna run up on daddy.
it. Shit. When I was 16, I know I could whip my dad's ass, or I thought I
Man,
could.
listen, let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something, bro. When
Then
I
I
was
got
16,
two
let
other
me tell you
brothers.
something, bro. Let me tell you something, bro. When I was 16, I got into a fight with my mama boyfriend, bro. Like a real fist fight, bro. Let me tell you something, bro. I swung on that man. When that man hit me, that nigga hit me so hard, I said, I'm not fighting no more. Nigga, I walked out that house, nigga. I'm trying to tell you, man, it's the difference between 16-year-old and a motherfucking 30-something-year-old man. Them is two different fucking things, bro. I didn't want to fight that nigga never again. I told that nigga about that shit not too long ago. I said, nigga, you rock my shit, nigga. I'll beat your ass now, though. I told him not his own. But then I had a little boy strength, bro. I was like 16, 17, bro. You was there, Tez.
Remember
That nigga cracked my shit hard as hell. I'm like, man, you know what? You got it, bro. I'm out.
he ended up just leaving the house. And
Yeah, man.
I think in a lot of ways, I mean, I know we call that shit toxic parenting and shit these days, but sometimes that's what the fuck them kids need.
Bro, if it gets serious like that, knock your son the fuck out. Because he should never try to run over you.
And we ain't saying like beat his fucking ass, like knock him out and just start pounding on him and
No,
shit
I'm
like
saying knock him out. Break his fucking jaw or something. Do what you gotta do.
that.
Do
Just
what you gotta earn.
one good hit to the gut, I'm telling you, put their ass down.
Hey, remember Big punched that nigga Denzel in the gut. You remember that shit? Made that nigga stop breathing. He punched him in the kidney. Dog.
That's
He
what
ain't try
I'm
that nigga no more. Nobody keep trying to run men around this motherfucker, man.
Well, so to be fair though, I think that's the difference between men and women, because I don't think if it's just, let's just say they're in a single parent household with just the mom, all right? You got 13, 14 to 15-year-old, because ain't no way in hell it's a daddy in that house, and them girls is over there plotting to kill their mama and trying to beat her ass in the street like she's somebody in the street.
Hell no.
Oh, it's women.
It's girls. It's three
Yeah.
girls. Oh, that's different. That's 10 times different. Girls can take over a girl. For sure. Three of them. Hell yeah. Three of my daughters versus my baby mama. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. They give her a run for her money. For real. Real, for real. But three of me and my sons? And sick man, what? Stop it, man. I
Man,
don't know,
that's what she
man.
said. Listen, I know for sure at 16 I was able to beat my dad's ass.
That's your dad.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
That's
lie.
your dad.
That's why you gotta keep
I
lifting weights and shit so these kids don't try you at 16. And if you and check it out, if you can beat my ass, you gotta get the fuck out of here. Can't live here no more.
Listen, I was in 16, I was in high school playing football, fucking lifting weights, fucking tackling
Man, I thought the
motherfuckers out
same
there.
shit. I thought the
My
same
pops,
shit. I was doing the same
I
shit,
got
nigga.
you. But my pops, man, I'm about to beat his motherfucking ass. Easy,
Your
too.
pop, he was bigger than him.
Yeah, I was bigger than my dad.
That's what it was. I wasn't
But
bigger than
that's what
my
I'm saying. You
mama
don't know the
lifting.
size difference, though, so you can't speak for everybody.
Oh
Some
yeah,
years
so
he has the
say
biggest
my
butt.
sons all bigger than me though.
Yeah, what if you're
If they all bigger than me, I don't know.
that's what I'm listen, I'm trying to tell you, man.
But still though, I'm
Because
still
all
gonna
right,
get one
so
of them that run for their money.
we did the same shit. So I was just saying, like, me and my son always wrestling. I'm bigger than my son, right? I'm at 230. My son is like 180 something. And every time we wrestle, I can feel the strength on this nigga. You see what I'm saying? And I'm just like, I had to like stop. Like at like a certain point, like we'll wrestle around and then I'll be like, all right, stop, stop, stop. I have to because then he gonna take advantage of me. He younger than me, you know what I mean? Got more energy. Now imagine this, two more than motherfuckers. Nigga, I'm getting my ass beat.
Say the YNs ain't nothing to play with.
Nah, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Not with three of them.
I
Fuck that. Like I
can
said,
believe you though,
y'all,
bro.
y'all bigger
I ain't
than
gonna lie. Three of me
matter of
wasn't
fact,
stepping.
not for me. Y'all can have a house. Y'all stay here. Y'all figure out how to pay the motherfucking bills. I'm gone.
Shit, that motherfucker be for fucking foreclosure. Motherfuckers ain't gonna pay that shit.
But that's pretty cool knowing your son can whoop your ass. Like, damn, my son a fighter. Like, he, I ain't gonna call him a fighter, but damn, he can whoop my ass. I know he can whoop some ass.
Shit, I don't want it to get to that point, man.
Yeah, nah, for real though. But if you turn off that Wi-Fi, it might get like that.
Well, no, so B, just let's take it a step further though, because they was plotting to kill their mama. Like they had a whole plan, they was getting ready to stab her. What you doing in that situation? You calling the cops?
Man, how many times would they plotted to kill? Like, come on, bro, stop it, bro. Like, come on, bro, what they
No, they
plan to
actually
kill?
had knives out trying to kill the lady.
Yeah.
Oh, they pulled knives too.
All three of them grabbed the knife.
They chased her out on the
Why they
street.
kill her? But why they didn't kill her?
Because somebody intervened and they called the cops. Are you calling the cops?
Hell yeah, I'm calling motherfucking cops. I had three boys with fucking
Yeah,
knives. I'm
three
calling the cops.
knives is crazy. I'm calling the cops.
I'm getting them the fuck up out of here.
Got you. I mean, like I said, it's just knowing, like just being a man. I know on some pride shit.
Nah, they're
I
gonna have to
mean, I
stab
ain't
me.
calling no
Fuck
cops.
that.
I beat y'all ass. However, comma, in that situation, I can see why, you know, she called them cops and they all being charged with aggravated assault. So shit kind of wild. But I got one more video and then we can go ahead and hop off of here. All right, so well, it's not even a video. I gotta read it. All right, so a West Virginia couple received the maximum sentence of decades in prison Wednesday for abusing their adoptive children, which included heavy labor, locking them in bedrooms, forcing some to sleep on concrete floors, and making them stand for hours with their hands on their heads. All right, Jean K, I don't care about their names, but her and her husband, they got a term of up to 160 years. And that happened on January 29th. So they found the pair guilty of multiple counts of forced labor, human trafficking, and child abuse and neglect. All right. So the judge, and these are the judge's words. He said, "You brought these children to West Virginia, a place that I know as almost heaven, and you put them in hell. All right. This court will now put you in yours. And may God have mercy on your souls because this court will not." So pretty much this couple, they adopted some black kids and they forced them into slavery. And that's what everybody's pretty much saying. And they're being sentenced.
I don't see what's the difference between this and what I went through growing up. I'm just
So
saying, I need to. We need to go press some
you
charges.
ain't had to sleep on no concrete floors, bro. You ain't have to
I had
like
to sleep on the floor, nigga.
yo. You need to go check that shit out. Listen, them motherfuckers was sleeping in a fucking outhouse, basically, man. They had a hut out there that they were sleeping in. They weren't even
Damn,
in
for
the
real.
house. They were sleeping in slave quarters,
They were sleeping in where?
in like the old school slave quarters. Like, you got the regular house and then you got the slave house in the back.
Like animals.
Yes.
Yeah. And the shit didn't even have plumbing and shit. They didn't have beds.
Did they
None
come
of
in the
that.
house or they just slept out there?
None. They didn't go in the house, in the big house.
Stayed out there, yeah. They be on that type of shit. They be on that type of shit. That's that. They be on that type of shit. Motherfuckers crazy, man. Motherfuckers need 155 years.
So my question for y'all is, because we know that, people adopt kids all the time. And I'm not trying to make it a race thing or something or anything like that, but what do you think can be done in order to kind of slow this type of stuff down? Because there's a lot of different people that get adopted and stuff like that. I don't know. I just think that they need, well, I don't know. They do background checks. They do everything that they can. It's just, this is just one of those situations where it just kind of happens. But I just wanted to
It's
highlight,
coming.
and them people need to be put under the jail. I mean, because you adopting these young black kids, you making them slaves, and you putting them in a worse situation, all because you're trying to take advantage of them for some money. And I think that's messed up.
It's gonna keep happening. It's not gonna stop. No, the only way it's gonna stop is if motherfuckers don't go to foster care. And that'll never happen because parents die every day. Parents get their kids taken every day. It'll never stop happening, so it'll never stop happening. Can't make you can't what I learned, you can't just because you do a background check on a person today don't mean they might not turn crazy tomorrow. I watched my own father turn crazy. I ain't it happens.
Yeah, I mean, background check really don't do shit, right? You don't. It's just a background check just said you haven't got caught doing criminal activities yet, right? And how much you can lie to the person. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, it's fucked up. I just think the custody, whatever the fuck they go through, they just need to be more active as in checking on them kids, making sure that they're good. You know what I mean? I think they should do like a week check-in or something. You know what I mean? Where they'd be like, hey, are you getting treated right? So on and so forth.
But
If you
no, that
really
don't
feel.
mean nothing either, because the kids, bro, the kids be so damn scared sometimes to even tell anybody. Like, seriously, the kids be scared. Like, or they might could tell them, like, you better not say nothing, I'm gonna kill you. And it's like they be scared, bro. I was a victim, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. That shit crazy.
Shit fucked up, man.
That is. All right, I hate to end on a somber note. I hate to end on a somber note. But, I mean, that's all I really got, unless y'all fellas. What y'all got to say to the people, man?
Ain't got shit. All I got is, man, hey, fuck your kids up young so they ain't out in the street chasing your ass with knives, man. Whip their ass early. No, it sounds bad. All right, but you gotta whip ass, man. You gotta get some respect.
Kind of disagree with you, man. I don't whip their ass. I feel like if you whip their ass, that's what's gonna make them want to whoop your ass. No, seriously, man. I just say, I'm not even gonna speak on that. We're gonna close that one out. But on the other end, it's a lot of sick people out here, and a lot, I want all the YNs and the YGs to be careful in these streets, man. It's a lot of sick people out here. They taking advantage and they doing a lot of crazy shit. Just be blessed and be safe, man.
Got you. First and foremost, I want to thank y'all for showing up like y'all do all the time, showing up and showing out. I appreciate you guys. I want to say thank you to Pat. Say thank you to my wife. Thank you to my kids. Thank you to God. And I'm just so grateful. Hey, if you watched up to this point, and I ain't said at the beginning of the video, but make sure you like, comment, subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, check us out on any platform where podcasts are sold. All right, you will find us there. All right, we're the ones with the yellow emblem. All right, lastly, I want to say, Omarion, we're not eating foods like groceries no more. All right, this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.
Speak for yourself. I'm eating it still.
Stay away from Mac in the club.